This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still out touting his book, former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe now says he informed congressional leaders about his opening investigations into President Trump. He says in his latest interview why he called for the meeting.
That we had information that led us to believe that there might be a threat to national security. In this case, that the president himself might, in fact, be a threat to the United States national security.
McCabe spoke there on NBC's Today Show. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announcing in a video he's running for the White House again.
Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
The now 77-year-old Sanders failed to get the Democratic nomination in 2016, and this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
When President Trump announced his emergency declaration at the southern border last Friday, he predicted there would be lawsuits against it that would try to block it, and now one has been filed.
16 states, including California, New Jersey, and Nevada, filing suit against President Trump over his emergency declaration to get funds to finish building the border wall.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. The 16 states are led by the California Attorney General Xavier Becerra, the Democrat calling the emergency declaration presidential overreach. There they go again, teachers in West Virginia going on strike today, opposed to a proposed new rule that would take money away from public schools there and create West Virginia's first charter schools. Last year they struck, and the action resulted in a 5% pay increase, but triggered a series of teacher strikes across the nation. Oakland, California teachers expected to strike this Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA Radio Consumer News Now, a new report out on how drivers in America perceive which is the most reliable brand. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C. I'm in love with my
car. The latest report from J.D. Power finds Lexus is the most dependable brand for the eighth consecutive year. Porsche and Toyota tied for second place, then followed by Chevrolet and Buick. Overall, though, even a Lexus has problems. In fact, the rankings indicate 106 problems per every 100 vehicles. The survey also finds that problems with batteries in all types of vehicles are on the rise these days. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And the perfect segue now to the price you pay at the pump to fill up your car. The national average for gas up about 4 cents a gallon to an average $2.32 for regular unleaded. USA Radio's John Clemens following the trend.
That $2.32 is the highest level for gasoline in the last 2 months. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com explains the factors regarding that increase.
Last week, the price of oil jumped to $55 a barrel. on some bullish optimism surrounding a U.S.-China trade deal, as well as because of the ongoing turmoil in Venezuela, which is derailing some heavy crude oil from flowing to the United States.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is there. All the podcasts and interviews and features are at our website. We're givers, so we make them available to you free of charge. So at your convenience, share them with your friends, your neighbors, and get the good word out as we continue together to pursue the truth, to get this country back on track, because, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, we can't build a foundation based on lies and misperceptions or whatever you want to call it, fake news. I mean, or you end up with a bit of the 21st century America we have right now, but we're not ready to give up. We're continuing to fight that good fight of faith. Speaking of which, our next guest, Sergeant Mike McGrew, joins us now. His brand new book, A Higher Call to Duty, it's his unimaginable and true life story of his journey to redemption and how things changed in his battle with good and evil. Sergeant McGrew, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing good.
Hey, your story, you know, touches on something that we were discussing here last week. The whole idea of redemption, you know, sometimes people hear redemption and, you know, they're not sure how to reconcile that. And maybe it's because they've never experienced being redeemed.
Yeah, I believe my story exemplifies that in a lot of ways. I was a cop for 20 years, and I wasn't a believer. I did a lot of things just believing that everything I was doing was through my own good works and my own control over everything. And, you know, there was a lot of good things that did happen throughout my career, but there was a lot of things that fell apart.
Well, that's kind of the delusion we live under, isn't it, Mike, that we go through life and thinking that, hey, look, I'm a good person. I mean well for everybody. I keep most of the Ten Commandments, you know. We kind of lull ourselves into thinking that somehow that is acceptable, because then we all, what also enters into that conversation is that at least I'm not as bad as the other guy next to me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the lie I was listening to for a long time. Mm-hmm. And you know, being a cop, there's a lot of stresses that a lot of folks they don't experience in life. Not that anybody can't experience trauma. I think we all do. But on a day-to-day basis, we're dealing with some severe cases of trauma, and we're exposed to it. It happens to us. We get attacked violently and physically, right. But we also deal, I think probably the biggest impact that we deal with is other people's trauma.
Right.
So we just see the world falling apart around other people, and it for me, it was how do I deal with that? You know,
exactly.
What do I do? And I really didn't have a place to go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that, Mike. What went through your mind before, you know, you were redeemed? I mean, as a cop, you see lawlessness. You know, what was your perception about your job in Santa Barbara as a local police officer when you had lawlessness, you know, raising its ugly head? You know, how did you reconcile that in your mind?
Well, no matter how bad of a situation that I go into, I'd always do something good. I'd always do something powerful. I didn't know what it was at the time, but mm-hmm. it was the one thing that always kept me coming back. So it could be the strength of a victim, you know, standing up and facing their attacker, or it could be a community coming around a family to help them out, or, you know, a natural disaster and watching the community come together. Mm-hmm. But I always saw that, and that's what kept me coming back. That's the one thing that kept me coming back. And later on, I saw what it was. God's grace. It was God working through the hearts of just so many people. And it was that revelation that I saw once I came to the Lord and knew and just received God in my life.
What brought you to that point, Mike?
I'd been a cop for about 20 years, and I'd worked a lot of cases. I'd worked major crimes, so I did the worst of the worst of. I worked homicides, robberies, sex crimes, and child molest and things like that for about half of my career. And then my youngest son got diagnosed with cancer. He was 12 years old, and he got diagnosed with bone cancer. Mm-hmm. He lost his leg and had to go through chemotherapy, and my whole world turned upside down. And slowly and gradually, as I was going through just all the other experiences of being a cop and just things that can happen to in a cop's life, you know, I'd lost two marriages. My youngest son was diagnosed with cancer, and he was dying of a disease that I had no control over. And then my older son got involved in drugs. He got mm-hmm. involved in some hardcore drugs.
Right.
And my life had just, I got to a place where there was only one place to look, and that was up, because everything I thought I had under control was out of control. Mm-hmm. And I had turned to drinking myself. You know? Mm-hmm. So the one place I turned for comfort was drinking, and that was a nowhere place. So,
now were you married at the time as you're going through the lowest of lows here?
No, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And that's when I met my current wife. And it was our first date. She took me to a Christian worship concert here in Santa Barbara at the County Bowl.
Boy, she put you in the deep end of the pool right off the bat, huh?
Yeah, she did.
That's great.
And I just wanted to go on a date with her, and so I went. And when I was sitting in this crowd, there was a pastor that came out. And when he spoke, that guy had my life story. And I couldn't believe it. You know, wow. I was sitting there with 5,000 people looking around going, how does this guy know my story?
Exactly.
And that was the moment that everything changed. And so I had another cousin, Mike. He's a lieutenant at the police department still right now. Mm-hmm. I've retired since. But he'd been praying for me for mm-hmm. you know, 20 years. We'd been working together
right.
at that point. And, you know, so I came to him, and I asked him about the Lord, and said, you know, you want to talk to me about Jesus? And he said, yeah, I've been waiting for this day.
Wow.
And that was a changing point, yeah.
So what happened, I mean, you're on this first date, and this pastor speaks to your heart, and you know that this is something special. So, I mean, did you have much of a conversation with what was going to become your first wife about the impact of the pastor's message to you mentally, what that meant?
I just knew that it was life changing, and I knew that my life had to change. I knew that there was something better, and I knew that it was that faith the size of a mustard seed that was going to change my life exponentially. And so from that point on, I just began to pray for more faith. I just said, you know, Lord, I want to give up everything that I've been trying to control and give it to you. And And as I did that, I just, it became a walk of service. And as I served God more, more blessings came in and more joy came.
And
he walked me through some really difficult things. I lost my...
I bet. Well, I said, before we get into that, we've got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from here. Our conversation with Sergeant Mike McGrew continues on Bill Martinez Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's way like us, fresh and independent. Okay, a little ornery here and there. That's just Because we all need a little spice in life. Of course, that's how my mother would explain it, I guess. She explained it that way so that I'd chuckle and not take myself too seriously, and that maybe she'd not take me too seriously and beat me half to death, if you know what I mean. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just a little personal vulnerability I'm sharing with you here on Bill Martinez Live. As I say, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with former Santa Barbara cop, Sergeant Mike McGrew, continues. Mike, you had mentioned, here it is, the first date you go with a woman that you feel, okay, there's some interest here, and she puts you in the deep end of the pool. She takes you to a worship event, and a pastor comes out and speaks, and you say, wow, he is sharing, he's touching my life. That hole in my soul, he is starting to fill with words that I need to hear. And then you go to your cousin Dan, who is a follower and has been praying for you for a number of years. And he says, hey, it's kind of about time, huh?
Yeah. He did. And so he just talked to me about what it means to be a follower and just those first steps. You know, so he led me to the Lord, and I just realized that relationship just begins by opening my heart. You know, that God meets us where we are. You know, there's nothing that I needed to do other than just receive Him and His goodness and His grace at that point, and just confess with my lips. You know, that He died. Died for me and for my sins, and believe in that eternal life that He has to offer.
Right.
And then everything started to change, you know, and it just started to change gradually and started to get better and better. But I could see the small miracles happening, and then as I continued just to pray for more faith, there was a transformation that happened that people could just see inside of me.
Right.
And even with my kids, you know, I couldn't tell them anything, but I could live it. I could walk it. And
right.
And that's what God does. You know, He just transforms us from the inside. And then there came peace, and there came strength, and there came the things that I was praying for.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came up to that point where, you know, I did lose my son. And I look back on that whole incident, and you know, when my son died,
we're talking about your son with bone cancer, right?
Yeah, my son with bone cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And when he died, I can see you know, how gentle God was with me, and leading up to that point, and he gave me the strength to be able to be in that place. And then he, you know, he gave me some supernatural signs to know that my son was with him. He was
right.
With the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then he gave me the strength to give my son this eulogy, and he used that walk to help some other people, walk through the loss of their children too. And, you know, I went back to work, and I told God, I said, you know, I don't want to go to another call of a dead child or,
right.
I don't want to go tell anybody else they lost a family member, but that's all I did. And but I realized that as I was standing on that doorstep with those families, that they could just see right into my heart, you know.
Mm.
And I could just, you know, there was something very special happening where I could just share with them at a level I wasn't able to share with before. But I could also give them hope.
Right.
Because God was using me, and they said, well, why are you still standing? And I could say, well, and I could just point up. You know, I just pointed to God and just said, well, because of God.
Yeah.
And it's just hope in probably the worst situation that I had ever experienced. And I know that those people were going through the worst time in their life, but I could just see God's grace and just how He was using that situation to help those people. And it just continues, you know, it's still happening.
That just had to change your whole perception about, you know, what you thought being a police officer was all about, and added dimension to your skill set as you say, that, you know, you had never experienced before. And I'm sure you probably caught yourself on many occasions when you're talking with these families, realizing that, you know, hey, that's not me. I mean, this has to be God's grace, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it did. And then as I started to look for it, it was there in every, like, every call that I went to and every traffic stop that I was on. I mean, it continually, just God was just present. So the people that I was contacting, it turned from, you know, they were all divine appointments. And I'd pull somebody over, and they'd just, got back from, they were coming back from the doctor's office where they just had been diagnosed with cancer.
Wow.
It was a moment to share a testimony and then to offer up some comfort and a prayer at times. And
wow.
People, they'd receive that.
Yeah, in lieu of a ticket, I'm going to give you a prayer.
Yeah, and they would sit there and, you know, and I'd walk away and go, well, you know, you don't, you know, if you're wondering if God's with you, you might want to ask yourself why a motorcycle cop's praying with you at the side of the road. You know?
Right, exactly.
But they wouldn't even look at you. They'd just be looking straight at the Lord and just kind of know that, you know, God's promise is that He will always be with us.
Mm-hmm.
And He does that in so many different forms that He lets us know. So
right.
to be that vessel at times is just it was an amazing experience. It still is. You know?
Yeah, still absolutely. Yeah, we go from glory to glory. And Mike, you know, in the first segment, we talked about redemption, that some people do not understand it. And it may sound, you know, a little weird to them when they hear redemption. But you can't appreciate redemption until you get to that point that you need redeeming. And, you know, for you at that worship service, that became real to you. And even in further prayer with your cousin Dan, as you began to realize, okay, you know, that being a good man and keeping the Ten Commandments, doing the best you can under the pressures of life was not enough, that you needed something of a higher nature to come in and save your life, save your very life. So the life that you live today under Christ, a lot different. And I got to imagine the concerns and worries that you had before Christ versus after Christ probably pale in significance, do they not?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a completely different, life. I can walk now just knowing that, you know, the fear is gone. The peace is here. The strength is here. Just knowing that I am loved, that, you know, the things that I used to worry about, I really don't have to worry about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
God's taken care of so much, you know, and the things that I used to stress out about, you know, the things that I've done in the past, I've been forgiven for.
Right.
But also that God will use us. You know, I think the enemy sometimes wants to take a person and say, hey, you can't do that because remember the time you did this, you know, bad thing. And the Lord says, no, you've been forgiven as far as to the West. I want to use you today the way you are. You know, say yes.
Yeah, the enemy always wants to disqualify you and get you out of the playing field, right?
Yeah, he does. He does. Oh, sure he does, especially when you say, yeah, I'm here for you, God. Let me serve. Yeah.
So how does your wife feel that this is all her fault?
my wife is, she is very happy. I love her. I'm blessed by her.
Yeah, amen.
The best thing that has happened to me, and next to God, but she's supportive, and to be able to grow in a relationship where you have Christ as the center of the marriage is really something special.
See, God knew you were a good man, Sergeant Mike McGrew, and He sent you your new wife to bring you to that that worship event, and you've never been the same ever since. Your book, A Higher Call to Duty, available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
Yeah, right now it's on a website, SergeantMikeMcGrew.com, so if you go there. You know, we're going to expand that out a little bit.
Good.
We just released it.
And we're going to link it on our website, too, as well. Sergeant Mike McGrew.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still out touting his book, former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe now says he informed congressional leaders about his opening investigations into President Trump. He says in his latest interview why he called for the meeting.
That we had information that led us to believe that there might be a threat to national security. In this case, that the president himself might, in fact, be a threat to the United States national security.
McCabe spoke there on NBC's Today Show. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announcing in a video he's running for the White House again.
Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
The now 77-year-old Sanders failed to get the Democratic nomination in 2016, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system, you know, just take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurts.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you just like that. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be talking health and you know, how can we feel better? I mean, this is the season, you know, the start of the year. We always make these New Year's resolutions. We look at our bodies and go, gosh, I've been carrying this weight way too long for whatever reason. And so why is it so difficult to obtain the body you want, feel good and full of energy, or lose those last few pounds and keep them off? Could modern diet and exercise programs be a big part of the problem, making it easy to go from fat to fit and back to fat again? I know you probably have questioned that because, I mean, you know, the one thing that we all experience is diets or some kind of food-altering method that we think is the latest thing to talk about. Well, with us right now is Dr. Warren Willey. He is the author of multiple best-selling books, including What Does Your Doctor Look Like Naked? Imagine that all of a sudden. Your Guide to Optimum Health and Better Than Steroids. He is a former competitive bodybuilder. He's invested his decades-long career into questioning the healthcare status quo and to promoting holistic living solutions that allow his patients to live healthy, vibrant lives. Dr. Willie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, sir. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Warren, I got to tell you, I just so appreciate your critical thinking and approach. I think that's what's missing, you know, from our world today. And we've been telling people, hey, it's okay to critically think once again and use your common sense. We've been deluded into thinking that which is right is wrong, wrong is right. I mean, so we got to get on track and find the real truth of the matter in all areas of our life, body, mind, and spirit. And so I appreciate that you bring this to the conversation and to your latest book called Obtainable. Enjoy the body and energy you've always wanted beyond diet and exercise.
Thank you, sir. I couldn't agree more how we have just been suppressed to hit the status quo to accept, well, it was right yesterday. It should be considered right today. Right. And that's such an issue in health because we're missing the boat. We're so good at bandaging symptoms in Western medicine that no one ever goes after treating or fixing the disease,
right,
or the issue.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, I've been on a journey for a number of years. You know, when I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, well, prior to that, I started seeing my PSA levels go up. And I said, okay, what is the root cause here? And I can't even tell you the battalion of doctors and ideas. And, I mean, short of voodoo, I tried everything to try to get to that root cause. Now, I cannot tell you, after all these years and cancer surgery and everything that followed, not to mention 56 sessions of radiation, that I've come to that answer. But it has not stopped me, Warren. I continue to look and say, okay, what caused this? You know, what is happening in my body? And still to this day, I deal with the effects of the radiation because I find myself, I'm sure my cortisol levels, everything, you know, that you talk about in your book are off because of all the radiation that my body was pummeled with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir. And you nailed it on the head. The cause, what is the cause of disease and in our society today? And I think part of our solutions for them are part of the causes. Mm-hmm. There's a great study called the China Study that showed that countries with very low amounts of prostate cancer, you adopt the American diet, and now you have high rates of prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. And yet we're told, oh, diet has nothing to do with it.
Right.
And the studies are saying quite the opposite. It's just that we're so – food has been discounted, even though Hippocrates himself said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. The father of Western medicine said it, yet we ignore it.
Right. Yeah, and that's been my question. And, you know, and one of my mentors who has been, you know, a nutritionist, and, you know, this guy is genius. I mean, I kind of sense talking with you. Whenever I'm around him, I always feel like I have to have a notepad, you know. This is stuff that spews out of him. You know, he'll forget more than I'll ever learn. And but it's always, you know, we just keep talking about, okay, these issues. And you know, my question to him was, why has cancer been on the rise in these last decades? What has happened? And to your point, one of the basic tenets that he held was that our food supply has been contaminated.
Mm-hmm. Could not agree more. I base it, I love the word tenets. I use that word all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The five tenets I try to help people understand, both disease and wellness,
mm-hmm,
are in no particular order of importance. Your HPA axis, so your stress. You mentioned cortisol.
Right.
And the resulting stress. How does that affect our bodies? How does that change our hormones, the way our gut works?
Mm-hmm.
All those things are affected by stress, and you can't turn on the TV now without feeling some stress.
Exactly.
And it's not the tiger in the room stress where, holy crap, I need to get out of here. It's this constant level of higher, what we call sympathetic tone, where mm-hmm, you're always on edge. So you may not even realize it. I think we're so adapted to that sensation anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize it, but that HPA axis, the alternative medicine world likes to call it adrenal fatigue.
Mm.
And I think we're talking the same language when we say that.
Right.
But the effects of stress on the body, the effect of hormonal health, our hormones are completely changed now with the xenoestrogens in our food, the toxins, the phthalates, and these bisphosphonates that totally change our own hormonal pathways. We look at gut health, and gut health is finally becoming recognized as, hey, right, the microbiome has a lot to do with you. And yes, it does. Those little bacteria really dictate a lot in your body. If you think about one of my favorite numbers to quote with the gut is, if we look at neurotransmitters, those are the hormones between your ears. If I was to look at those on you, Bill, only 10% are between your ears. The other 90% are in your gut.
Right. Wow.
And so gut health and mental health, wow, maybe we should look at that a little deeper. We need to look at toxins in our environment. And then the fifth tenet out of those five is oxidative stress. How are we rusting? How are we aging? All those things have to be accounted for in both disease and wellness. And when you do that, you can get only a resolutions and fixing things, but you can actually cure things.
Right,
rather
exactly.
than just bandaging them.
Well, as my doctor back in California, he always tells me, he goes, Bill, you carry a load. You know, so he goes, you got lots of load, you know, with five kids and, you know, a family life, a daily radio show. And I, Steve, you're right. And I'm trying to balance that out. But there's other things that, you know, that you have to put forward. And I like the way you've broken this down, because it's more than just the mental side. You know, we're tripart human beings. I mean, we're body, mind and spirit. And those things have to be in balance for us to, you know, have, as my other doctor friend would say, you know, that Ferrari body, of, you know, that God has given you, you've got to have that tuned up and operating at the best optimum, not just on a couple cylinders on lousy oil.
Exactly. And then we put such lousy oil and gas in our cars all the time, don't we?
Exactly. And we're doing that to our bodies, you know. We're going in and, I mean, and it's kind of amazing in some regards. I mean, we wouldn't necessarily, if the manufacturer calls for 91-92% octane, we know that we're asking for problems if we throw in 87% in, right? But we seem to do that with our food and our intake of nutrition. It's compromised, and sometimes we're just ignorant of it because we want to believe the label.
Right. Yes, you're so right, my friend. But, and I got to argue, well, that costs 5 cents a gallon more.
Yeah.
Right. And I, yes. It's so funny how much money people put in their cars and how little they put in their body.
Right.
But yeah, it's something else.
Well, we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to get a little bit deeper because, look, we want you to feel better. We want you to be healed. And I appreciate Dr. Warren Wiley, Willie, being with us right now. So that I say Wiley. I don't know why I want to say Wiley. Maybe
okay.
Maybe you have that coyote kind of look on you in that. But no, it's Warren Wiley who is with us. And his book, Obtainable, Enjoy the Body Energy You've Always Wanted Beyond Diet and Exercise. You know, by the way, our conversation, you know, as much as we're going to touch on, there is so much about this book that you will be blessed by. You'll need to get your hands on it. And it's available at the usual places. And, of course, we're going to link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Stay with us. More from Dr. Warren Wiley after this.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
You know, we could talk about it, but are you willing to do it and be intentional? That's what it comes down to. We have a lot of hopes and dreams, but until we make the first move and say, yes, I'm going to make this happen, they just stay in that realm. And, feeling good and being healthy is the same way. We can talk about, hey, look, I need to feel better. I need to lose those extra pounds. But if the Twinkie trumps your intention, well, then you're in lots of trouble, are you not, Dr. Willie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just say no to Twinkies for a little bit, okay? Try it out see what happens. So, I want us all, when I say this, I don't say this as somebody who is there and has got it all figured out. I'm like you. I can see part of the problem and genesis of it, and I also realize that my own intention or lack thereof is part of the mix here. And that's what Obtainable is all about, because we say we want to enjoy the body and energy that we've always wanted beyond diet and exercise. So what else? What else do we need to consider here, Warren?
Well, I think just as you mentioned in the title, we are so inundated with the marketing fact of you have to exercise more and eat less if you want that body. Mm-hmm. And the reason you don't have that body is because you eat too much and don't exercise enough.
Right.
When in reality, the current modern exercise recommendations, I feel, need to change because we're in a different societal place than we were even 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that the amount of stress, the hormone disarray, the oxidative stress from our environment, we were just talking about electrons floating around your radio station.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are in a different place, and we're still of this, I call it the classic alcoholic mentality of one beer is good than a six pack or a 12 pack is better. More exercise does not equate better health.
Mm-hmm.
It actually has a tipping point where the problem with our current diet and exercise recommendations are they push people over into a realm of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget that because exercise is healthy. And we equate that. But that's from the neck up, Bill.
Right.
We think of that. But from the neck down, exercise is a stress. Mm-hmm. It's a stress on the body.
Right.
And I do cortisol testing. It's called diurnal cortisol testing, where you have a patient spit in a little tube four times throughout the day. And repeatedly, people forget my instructions. Don't exercise while you're doing this because it throws it off.
Right, exactly.
I just had one come back the other day, and at 3 p.m., this woman had a spike in her cortisol that went off the charts.
Yes.
And I just looked at her and said, you went to the gym, didn't you? She goes, how did you know?
I had plenty of spit in the middle of that aerobics class.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a stress.
Yes.
And so and it's the same thing with low-calorie dieting. You know, calories get all the credit and blame for weight issues, but I think they're just part of the equation. Of course it's part of the equation. I'm not saying it's not, but I think you have to look at these other tenets that we discussed earlier in your show to understand what is going on with this person's body. What is the hormonal background? And remember, because when you exercise and when you eat, your body responds with a hormonal response that is either good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what, if you focus in on someone's stressors and you focus in on their hormonal health and toxins in their environment and their gut health and their oxidative stress, now you can help them see the light and get them balanced. And a lot of times it's a lot less exercise and a lot more eating than mm-hmm. we've been told.
Right. Yeah, because sometimes we get ourselves in that, you know, and I've read, and I know others have read as well, is that we get ourselves, we tell our bodies they're in starvation mode, and so our bodies naturally react to less food, then it starts storing fat, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so we've defeated our purpose.
Yes. You know, you think, I love to use the analogy with my wonderful patients. I take them back 1,000 years, and I'm mm-hmm. in Southeast Idaho. So 1,000 years ago, I'm
best place for baked potatoes, by the way. I want you to know that.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
Idaho,
yes.
No doubt. I mean, that's like pineapples in Hawaii, right off the vine. Mo better. And potatoes in Idaho, the best baked potato ever in my experience.
Yes.
I was skiing, you know, up through Idaho, and I had a baked potato. I go, oh my gosh, this is it. A little bit of evidence. Anyway, sidebar. Go ahead.
Oh, you're so right. We're blessed with awesome potatoes here.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, 40% of McDonald's fries worldwide are made 20 miles down the street from me, right here.
Wow.
We don't. We didn't say that. We're talking health here, right?
Yeah. Right. So, exactly. Yeah, at least you're not smelling all the grease from 40 miles away.
Exactly.
As long as only you're producing them and you're not frying them up, you're okay. You can be part of the community.
Exactly. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So I'd like to share with people, let's pretend it's 1,000 years ago and we're sitting here. Our hunting and gathering season wasn't that great this last fall. We're hungry. We're tired. And back then, the only reason you have high cortisol or stress levels is, number one, your fear of being eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Or number two, your need to eat.
Right.
And when that cortisol level is high, what's the last thing you do in that situation? Well, that last thing is you don't bring more mouths in the world to feed.
Right.
And so when cortisol goes high and you're starving yourself with these modern diets and exercise programs, you have shut off the other hormones.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder you're tired. No wonder you feel like crap. No wonder there's no libido. No wonder there's no satisfaction in life, no energy, because the physiology is the same as it was 1,000 years ago.
Right.
And now, because we're constantly under stress with everything from iPhones, social media, politics, you name it, whatever your stressor is.
It's Donald Trump's fault. That's it. I knew it. I knew all along it was Donald Trump's fault.
Exactly. You now have propagated that stress
right
tenfold by trying to be healthy and exercising and eating less. And that's where the fallacy is. And that's why all these diets, I joke in the book, I call them fat to fit to fat, is because, yes, every diet works for everybody at first. And then your body catches on and says, no more.
Right.
And you go right back to fat.
Exactly.
And so the best approach is, it's a broader approach. Look at all these things. I tell people all the time, I can't change your stressors. I can only help your body and mind deal with them better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what Obtainable talks about is, okay, I can't change this thing. I can't change the fact I'm listening to politics every day and election year is coming up, using your Trump right. analogy. I can't change the fact that my boss and I don't get along, but I can help my body deal with them better. And that's the goal of health. I think when you do that, you start helping people cure themselves, not just bandage them.
Exactly. Yeah, because the body, I mean, when you think about it, and of course you, as a student of human anatomy and that, Warren, you see the body as a wonder. It is miraculous how it heals itself from a basic little cut that you might have on the end of your finger to incredible, you know, reports that we hear from people having, you know, cancer lying at death's door, and suddenly some triggers go on in their body and miraculously they're healed. You know, so if our bodies are conditioned to respond to diseases this way, then what are we doing to getting in the way of its natural function to heal itself?
Oh,
is that fair?
So it's very fair. And I could not agree more, haven't been in medicine as long as I have, and watching. We doctors always joke, I hear it a lot on the Hill, where I cured this person, I cured this person. It's like, no, you might have turned the body in the right direction, but it did it on its own. You know, our drugs may help a little, but if you look, even I hear a lot, and I'm sure you do too. Well, genetics, I have bad genetics. I'm going to have diabetes like Dad had diabetes. Well, if you really look at cardiovascular disease and cancer, less than 5% of all those in the world are genetically linked. It's lifestyle. It really is lifestyle. How are you living?
Yes.
And that's why it's really in your power. Your body has that amazing ability, as you discussed.
Right.
So let's optimize all the conditions behind it, and so it can take care of itself.
Okay, so what's our prescription? We've got about 2.5 minutes left, less than, Warren. You know, for those of us that are serious and intentional and saying, okay, on 2019, on this day, I'm going to mark this down. This is my monument here, that I am really going to get serious and intentional about this, and I'm going to be smarter about this and not continue to do the same thing and expect different results.
Absolutely, sir. I would encourage you, let's talk about stress. Find some stress-modifying behavior. Pray, meditate, sit in sauna. Develop relationships, encourage relationships. We get so alone with our social media friends, quote unquote,
right.
in society. Develop relationships. As far as exercise goes, get out and walk in the sun. Go walk by a brook. Move a lot. Don't feel you have to join a gym and lift a bunch of weights. Just get out there and move. Diet, the best advice I've ever given, and it was, I say the good Lord himself gave this to me, because I don't know where I came up with it, but if God made it, eat it. If man made it, don't. There's your dietary advice.
I love that.
Your calories are, I don't care if you're higher protein, lower fat, higher fat, low carbs, whatever. I don't care. If God made it, eat it. If man made it, don't. That's all you have to think about. And then find yourself a physician that's familiar with oxidative stress, with toxins in your environment, and with your hormonal health. Because if you can do all those things right there, you have touched all those tenets we discussed, and you will be on the pathway to health and feeling better and more energy. And it just rolls from there, sir.
So we have to see a doctor to measure and to get a baseline on our oxidative stress, right? Because they're going to run some tests.
We can run some tests on that, yes, but you are familiar with what's stressing you out. You're familiar with how your body's recovering and healing. And sometimes our fancy lab tests just confirm what we already knew.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's why I say start simple.
Well, I love this. This is great. His book, Obtainable, Enjoy the Body and Energy You've Always Wanted Beyond Diet and Exercise. Dr. Warren, Willie. See, I told you, I have to. Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Dr. Warren Willie has been our guest. And this book will be linked on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Warren, thank you so much. Appreciate all the help and information. Great job.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go?